Hi, good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this regular meeting of the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, on Thursday, July 10th, 2025, to order. It is now 7:04. Please stand for the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the
United States of America and to the Republic, which stands one nation under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
The speaker on your laptop. So just that I just turned it on. So the speaker.
Mr. Newberg?
Here.
Ms. Pettinici?
Here.
Ms. Vidomsky?
Here.
Ms. Berrios Perez? Mr. Kurtica?
Present.
Mr. Sill?
Here.
Mr. Chevarella?
Here.
Ms. Falcioni Smith?
Here.
Mr. Hyder?
Here.
Okay, record should reflect you have 8 members present.
Thank you, sir. On number 4, additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda. Mr. President, do you have anything?
No, we don't.
All right. So, number 5, public portion. Anybody from the public like to speak? Anybody from the public like to speak?
Mr. Mayor, I have public portion letter to, I'm going to read him for Steve Jolowick, 61 Academy Hill Road. He says, to members of the Derby Board of Aldermen, good afternoon. As a longtime Derby resident, taxpayer, and proud member of Derby Fire Department Company Number 4, for the past 50 years, I write to express my concerns and seek clarification regarding the following. The fire apparatus capital plan. I understand the board will hear from the fire commissioner regarding a proposed capital plan for replacing fire department apparatus. This plan was developed collaboratively by a committee consisting of members from all 4 fire companies. It was guided by recommendations from the late chief of the New Haven Fire Department, Michael Grant, a highly respected, nationally known leader in the fire service, who grew up in Derby and served our city with distinction. The plan prioritizes both public and firefighting safety while remaining sensitive to the city's financial constraints. An alternate proposal has been introduced by Storm Ambulance Corps. While I respect and appreciate the medical service they provide, I'm concerned about their involvement in decisions that directly affect fire department operations. As a taxpayer, I believe it is fair to ask, what is the Ambulance Corps' official status within the city government? To whom do they report? The mayor, the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, the boat, or another entity? Who is responsible for their financial oversight? What financial and other city resources do they receive? Based on the attached public record, Form 990. They also appear to have independent income streams, yet as an independent agency, their role in shaping fire department operations is unclear. I ask the board to clarify these points and to move forward with Commissioner Parker's capital plan, which has broad support among the city's firefighters. We cannot delay the implementation of this plan any longer. Thank you for your time and consideration. Sincerely, Steve Jolowick.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else from the public like to speak? Anyone else from the public like to speak? Third and final time, anybody else from the public like to speak? Hearing none, public portion is now closed. 6, administrative appointments, approval of minutes, no action this month. 6.2, refund of taxes, move to approve monthly tax refunds in the amount of $17,325.10, dated July 7th, 2025. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Made by Sarah, is there a second?
Second.
Second, Amy. Any discussion? Second. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. 6.3, appointments to boards and commissions and filling vacancies. 6.3.1, fill vacancy of office of city treasurer, Democratic members of the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen only. Discussion and possible action to fill the vacancy in the office of City Treasurer for the remainder of the term that ends on December 6, 2025.
Mr. Mayor, the Democratic members would like to announce Barbara Montalvo as the City Treasurer for the remainder of the term that ends on December 6, 2025.
All right, motion made by Sarah. Is there a second?
Second, Ron.
Second by Ron?
Yeah.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Welcome aboard, Barbara. 6.4, public hearing and presentation of Connecticut Department of Transportation Local Transportation Capital Improvements Program LOTSIP Project L0360002, Division Street and Seymour Avenue Safety Improvements. Okay, so guys, you're up. All right.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and thank you, Board, for sharing part of your meeting so that we can present. As the Mayor mentioned, the project is Division Street and Seymour Avenue Safety Improvements. Back in 2023, the city identified some areas that were ripe for improvements for pedestrian access, and the city at that time coordinated with NVCOG and this board to secure state funding through the LOTSIP program.
Breathe this way. Yeah. Maximize that. I'm gonna make it bigger.
Excellent.
Could you identify your name?
Sure. My name is Jeff Hopper. I'm with Luke's Consulting Engineer. This is my coworker, Michael Bauer, also with Luke's.
Ladies and gentlemen, board, good evening.
All right, let me. So under the LOTSIP program, Luke's prepared a design focused on complete streets, providing access to all users for three different portions within the area. The first area is Division Street from approximately 100 feet west of Silver Hill to the Route 8 ramps. The other section is Seymour Avenue from Division Street to Spring. And then the other section is Division Street at the intersection of Maple Street. Needs for improvement. Here you can see some of the areas that the deficiencies within the area. You'll see narrow sidewalk here that's with utility poles imposing. Here you'll see some bituminous sidewalk on Seymour Avenue that's deteriorating. There's no curbing in these locations. There's a ramp here at Maple Street that really doesn't go to anything. So the crosswalks are not really well marked and well established for pedestrian flow. I'm going to let Mike go through the individual proposed improvements for the project.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Mike Bauer. I'm the lead designer for this project. And on this slide, we just see a typical section of the full depth construction we planned for Division Street. And also you see a detail of what is called an RRFB. That's a rectangular rapid flashing beacon. This is used in mid-block crossings when at an intersection that is not signalized. Each of the three sites in this project will implement one of these as we see it in our preliminary design. This is an overview of the Division Street site. As I mentioned, this will be full depth construction from Silver Hill Road going east to the Route 8 ramps. There'll be a 5-foot sidewalk, ADA compliant sidewalk on either side of the road. The intersection at Silver Hill Road will be reconfigured to tee off Silver Hill Road with Division Street to improve sight lines. And also at the intersection of Spruce Lane and Emmett Avenue is where we propose the RRFB for a safer pedestrian crossing at that location. There'll be decorative lighting used at this site from the parking lot at Silver Hill Road across the project area and to be including underbridge lighting at the Route 8 overpass. The second site, as my colleague Jeff mentioned, is at Seymour Avenue from Division Street and terminating at the intersection of Spring Street. This portion will focus primarily on pedestrian improvements, ADA compliant sidewalks, highly visible crosswalks, RRFBs, the mid-block, as well as new curbing and some minor drainage improvements, as there have been noted to be some ponding at this location. And this is also going to improve the parking lot at across from Griffin Hospital. There will be some on-street parking included at this location as well.
Can I don't mind me stopping you just for a second. What? Just roll that back about improving the parking across from Griffin Hospital.
Well, the parking lot on the south side across from Griffin Hospital, that's where my colleague Jeff noted that there was a bituminous sidewalk that isn't really well established. There's utility poles there. And there's a curbing that runs along the back of that walk, which establishes the end of the parking lot. So what we've done in our design is created first a utility strip to contain that utility line there with the poles. That'll be turf establishment. And behind that area, we'll have a 5-foot sidewalk.
And this is all in the public right of way?
It is, except for that parking lot that is owned by Griffin Hospital.
Have you approached them?
Yes, we have. We've had extensive conversations with Griffin Hospital. And they are, I believe, funding part of this project.
Has anyone inquired of United Illuminating?
We have not held the utility meeting yet. This is something that we will do as we get further along in the design process.
Okay. All right. Catch up with me.
Sure. Sure thing. As I was saying, I have some minor improvements here along sidewalks, ADA compliant ramps, and on-street parking. The final site is the intersection of Division Street at Maple, and this is right near the emergency services entrance of Griffin Hospital. So here, it's a very minor geometric improvements. They're going to be a further investigation to see if we can employ a RRFB at this location as well. Again, there'll be stamped highly visible crosswalks as on the other two sites, and but just basically improving the curbing and the sidewalk as it's currently laid out. And I think with that, I'll kick it back to my colleague, Jeff.
Thank you, Mike. So the project funding portion, the preliminary design estimate for all three of these sections comes out to be $3,863,000. We have the support and review of NVCOG, and we have a commitment to fund the project for that amount from DOT. The anticipated design costs are covered from a City of Derby ARPA fund and a Griffin Hospital donation, so they're covering half of the design fees. Our project schedule, we anticipate to complete the final design this fall of 2025, with the bid phase over winter 2025 and construction beginning in spring summer of 2026. And just the sidewalk reconstruction, pedestrian crossings are crucial for neighborhoods to provide safer communities and promote active lifestyles. These important upgrades will prioritize the well-being of connectivity of residents, making the neighborhood more livable and inclusive. The complete streets design will make areas accessible for all. And those are the goals of our safety improvements. For public review, there is a set of the plans available at the Office of Economic Development. And the plans are also available on the city's website at the link attached here. And any public questions and feedback can be sent to the email. I'll leave the screen up, but does the board have any questions or comments?
I have a question. Sure.
I have a question concerning the sidewalks in Ansonia. How much of the sidewalks are actually contained within the city of Ansonia as opposed to
just
Derby?
Just the north side of Division Street. So I don't know if you can see, but you can see my cursor, but the orange on the north side here. Everything on this side is Ansonia.
Has their Board of Aldermen been approached to concerning payment for the design? The City of Derby is paying $125, the hospital's paying $125, and this project is within Ansonia as well. They should be paying part of it.
Yeah, I don't, but they have not been approached to date, I think. I don't believe.
Will they be?
We can certainly approach them, yes.
And I just wanted to clarify on the ARPA fund. So as you're all aware, right, ARPA funds had to be used by the end of 2024. They've all been really kind of transformed into and brought into our general fund. So those of you who've read the audit or as we've talked about over the years, so now our general fund's back up. The money is in there. We can use it for whatever we want, including this particular project, but there's no more specific ARPA funds earmarked that haven't already been spent. We might have had some of that already started and spent out of ARPA. However, anything that's remaining will end up, you know, coming out of the general fund, just for clarity.
I have a question. Adam, are we losing any parking spaces on the Griffin Hospital parking lot side on Seymour Avenue? Does this project entail the loss of any on-street parking or that of the hospital?
I'll let Mike address that. Mike?
No, sir. In fact, we are going to increase the on-street parking. And I see that parking is quite overfilled at that location. So I tried to implement as much of on, you know, the north side and the south side of the street for parking. So it should improve.
So I live one block from the hospital. So trust me, my neighbors complain every day when I see them. So when you're coming from the Ansonia, when you're coming down Seymour Avenue South, so on the left side, which would be the east side of Seymour Avenue, there's spaces there. On the west side, there is no parking there. Is like you said, there's that asphalt kind of like sidewalk with the pole in the middle of the road and all that other stuff. So are you anticipating making parking on that side of Seymour Avenue the west side?
No, there's not going to be parking on that side. It's all going to be on the side of the Griffin Hospital.
Which is
how it is.
How it is right now.
Except there's not enough striping as it is now for parking there. So we're going to extend that parking zone further to pretty much to the corner of Spring Street.
Isn't there a fire hydrant there?
There is at the corner.
So how so
it'll stop short just of that. As
so,
I show
okay,
it here.
So now, being a former employee many years ago at Griffin Hospital, the standpipe that comes out of that building there, Part of that's why it's blocked off at the Mountain Street intersection. Yes. So you're going to make that parking right now?
On the Mountain Street side?
So you're coming down Seymour Avenue.
Yes.
Right? You're going south on Seymour Avenue. Your first street on the right side, that is Mountain Street.
Correct.
You stand there and you look up the side of the building. That's the standpipe and everything that the fire department would hook up to if there was a fire there. Right now, it's all in yellow marking. So are you taking that spaces out?
Well, no, we're going to keep the standpipe as it is. Well, there's no impact to any existing, you know, utility or fire infrastructure.
So the cross the yellow bars or stripes go from Spring Street north to Mountain Street, the intersection of Mountain Street on that side of the road. That's staying, or you just said you're going to make more parking on that side.
Yeah, I had extended the parking further towards Spring Street, but I left a good portion of that corner. But we could review this if
because that's a tough corner. As you know, the stop sign isn't on the corner; it's up probably 100 feet before the intersection there of Seymour Avenue and Spring Street. The reason they moved it because people used to hit it and knock it over, I guess.
So that intersection is actually being redesigned as well, putting new ADA ramps there and moving the stop bar. But all this is going to be subject to review. We're at preliminary design stages at this point.
Okay. And before you start anything, you're going to come back to this board so we could take a look and see?
Yeah.
If we approve the design phase, you know, what we're going to, because that, you know, that's my neighborhood up there. And, you know, the neighbors are very upset about the hospital parking. And I think we just approved on Spring Street between Maple Avenue and Seymour Avenue. The hospital's putting an addition on there for their MRI machine where the trailer is right now. So that's supposed to be no parking on that side, but obviously people park there anyway. So the intersect, that all that area, and plus with the vehicles, when they unload for supplies for the hospital, they block Spring Street. You can't even get by. So just take a look and, you know, take a ride up there during the day sometime in early morning to see the trucks that drop the supplies off and the roads are blocked off. You can't get through.
We will take a look. Spring Street is actually not part of.
No, but it ends right there.
Yeah, it does. It ends at that intersection, right. And then we get the Maple intersection. So, I mean, we could see what we can do.
Okay.
For that particular
project. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Yeah, to clarify, you said we're not losing any parking. However, you said we're gaining parking on the street.
Yeah.
Are we losing spots in the parking lot?
No, that's not going to change. The parking, I'm not designing the parking lot, but the changes I am planning to do is going to break up some of those concrete islands that are kind of in the way. So a parking lot design might be in the cards for the future because it's going to improve flow. We're going to have better driveways, you know, better access. That curbing that's kind of in the way is going to be removed.
So the expansion of the sidewalk is not going to impact the number of spots in that lot?
No, it's really just cutting out that existing curbing. That's the only reason why we're going into that property is because we have to put the bituminous back after we cut out the curbing.
Mm.
So it's really just putting it back the same way. We're not losing any real estate in that parking lot.
Okay.
But I feel that parking lot should be redesigned.
Yeah.
Because you could probably get more spots out of that.
Mm.
And, you know, Mark Mountain Street, two people park there. It's a very small road. Not supposed to park there, but people do it anyway. I noticed that was one thing that really jumped out to me is the lack of parking in that area. So I'm doing everything I can to
put them like
the parking that's there and maybe expand by one or two spots on the street.
Do you have any of the printouts available?
We do have a couple.
Yeah, I'll leave some with y'all.
Yeah, it's hard to.
Thank you.
Visualize some of, yeah.
We have a detailed set of plans. If anybody's interested after the meeting, we could look over some of the details. If you guys, we have a full set of plans here.
Thank you.
And if you could email the PowerPoint, I'll put it on the website. So if anybody needs to see it.
Anybody else with any questions? Anybody from the public like to speak at this time on this topic? Go ahead, Barbara. No. Come on up. State your name and address for the record.
My name is Barbara Montalvo. My address is 25 Evelyn Road. I live right near where this affected area will be. And I have questions. Is it possible to maybe hold like a public hearing or a community design meeting for the affected neighbors to come out and see your plans in person and ask you guys questions? Because not everyone can always make it to these meetings. And I think it would be great for all our affected neighbors to be able to give you guys a little bit of data we have, maybe from living there all the time. You guys just only see it at certain times.
This is the public hearing.
But could there be maybe like a community meeting where they like announce it and have the plans available for the community to come listen to? But this is it? This is the only one?
Well, yeah, we could probably have another one. Yeah, all right. Could we?
The plans will be available for the public here, I think, during you're here from April forward.
Okay, because I was only aware that this was just an item on the agenda at the Board of Alders meeting, and others may have thought the same thing, not have realized that this is their opportunity to come speak on it as well. So just from the Joe Q Publics I know I live next door to or with, they might enjoy having another opportunity to ask questions directly. That's just the question.
If I may, Mr. Mayor, one idea might be to keep the public hearing open and carry it over to the next meeting, giving any other members of the public who may be affected the opportunity to come and be heard.
Thank you.
There wouldn't necessarily be a requirement to close it tonight.
We have to take a vote on that?
That's a good idea.
I think you as mayor can declare that you're going to hold the public hearing open to the next meeting.
That's what we'll do. We'll hold the public hearing open to the next meeting.
Thank you.
Which is when? Do we know?
August.
It's 8th.
You got it, George?
August 14th. Does that work? Does that present an insurmountable obstacle in some ways?
I can be available. I don't think so.
Good.
I can be available for the 14th. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I see the floor.
All right. Anybody else in the public like to speak on this topic?
I do. Mark R. Fowler, I'm the town clerk. Having followed this issue from its inception, this was brought to us, this item, and it's certainly a $3.4 million benefit and improvement to the perimeter of the Griffin Hospital property, which certainly makes sense. But the previous administration, through its lack of attention to detail or I don't know what, it is just further and I did raise this issue, but because the improvements are being made in Ansonia, the design cost should be shared by the city of Ansonia on this matter. If you look at it, all of that Division Street side, the sidewalks and the roadways should be shared. It should be a fair shake to this. And again, because, you know, this was encumbered ARPA funds as well, but you know, the design is on us, the $250,000, but the almost $4 million is coming from the state and federal money. So, I think that should be at least addressed or have the, you know, make a run at that, because it's certainly, typically the homeowners or the property owners of the sidewalks are responsible for fixing the sidewalks. So,
yeah, we have a letter of approval, but we have not approached Ansonia for funding.
And that was a concern that I had brought up initially when this was brought to this board. Mm-hmm. And that's why I asked if you had broached the subject with Ansonia. I was surprised to hear that you had not yet, because this was a question that I had brought up initially.
So there is a breakout of the we'll need copies of this, but there is a breakout of the cost per site, basically. So you can see the division portion.
does make up a good chunk of the 3.8 million. It's about 2.4 million of the overall project, and that would be the part that does share space with, you know, the north side is the answer on your solution. So
does the 14th give you enough time to speak with their administration?
That I'm not sure. I'd have to look at their schedules. We can definitely reach out to them. I just don't know if we'll have a response by August 14th.
And maybe we just continue it until September, until we do get an answer from them.
Yeah. Anybody else? Anybody else have any questions? Third and final time? Hearing none, the public hearing is now closed.
No.
Oh, no, it's not closed. It's continued. Continued. Good catch, Rich. Till next meeting, which is August 14th.
Thank you for your.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You got. Thank you for having my back. All right. Number seven, committee reports and recommendations. There were no committee meetings this past month. So go to number eight. 8.1, use of the Derby Green for Kids Fest, sponsored by New Beginnings Church. Move to authorize New Beginnings Church to use the Derby Green on Saturday, July 26, 2025, from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. for a Kids Fest event, provided that they provide proof of insurance before event. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Made by George. Is there a second? Second by
second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Revaluation contract. Move to authorize Mayor DiMartino to execute an agreement between the City of Derby and Equality Valuation Services, LLC, to perform reappraisal and revaluation of taxable and tax-exempt real property in the City of Derby, Connecticut, effective October 1st, 2025, dated July 8th, 2025, in the amount of $100,000. Is there a motion?
So moved. Sarah.
Made by Sarah. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by George. And discussion?
Yes. So did this go out to bid? How did this process? You want to explain? Can you explain, please? For the members who aren't familiar with.
Betsy Quist, City Assessor. Yes, it went out to bid and we had two bidders. And then the Finance Committee met and reviewed both of the contracts or both of the bids that were issued. They were basically about $700 apart.
Okay.
So.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 8.3, solar batteries at the transfer station. Letter of authorization. Discussion and possible action. Roger?
But this also went out to bid, and there was only one response from Green Derby. Green Derby is the owner of the existing solar array on the transfer station. And they came back with a bid just as a bit of background. Adding batteries increases the efficiency of the solar by 86% and will increase the revenue we will make from a combined battery and solar linked up by 58%. So we'll be increasing the revenue to around about $68,000 a year by adding the solar batteries.
So although they submitted a proposal, we do not have an agreement yet, and I don't recommend entering into an agreement until we have the results back from the study that's going to be performed. So I would ask you, folks, to approve to authorize the mayor to enter into a landowner consent form with Green Derby LLC, which will authorize Green Derby to file an application to deploy a dispatchable battery system for electrical interconnection of an existing distributed generation facility with United Illuminating and apply for all relevant and applicable landfill use permits, including those required by DEEP, and to bid into the Connecticut Non-Residential Renewable Energy Solutions Program for the purposes of the battery project.
And we have that in the form of motion?
So moved.
Made by George. Is there a second?
Second. Ron.
Okay, second Ron. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel bad for Ron. He's on that. He's doing great.
I know. Stuck up the cape.
And just to note, I'm sorry, just to note for the record, that's the letter that's in your packet.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Motion carries. 8.4, Empower Retirement 457 Savings Plan. Move to authorize removal of restriction prohibiting access to the participant's own personal funds prior to retirement, specifically excluding any City of Derby funds. Do I have a motion?
So moved, Sarah.
Made by Sarah. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Amy. any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Old business. 9.1, Bradley School Playground. Discussion and possible action of supplemental funding $14,894.56, with understanding that the Bradley School Playground raised $28,634.87, and the balance will be split and paid evenly by the City of Derby and the Derby Board of Education, $64,894.56 each. The total project cost is $158,424. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Made by George. Is there a second?
Second, Sarah.
Second, Sarah. Discussion. Doc Conway's here. Doc, I don't know if you want to like just maybe explain what happened with the construction company and why we have to go this route now. Or...
Sure. We did have an unbelievable offer by a parent who owns a family construction company to do the installation. Unfortunately, the timing of this, they have a medical issue within the family that has taken them out of state and will be unable to do the installation at this time. So we have now gone back and received quotes for installation for the project, and that's why we're back here today.
Thanks, Doc. Any other discussion?
These funds are also coming out.
These funds are also coming out of, was it Blight?
I believe. The $14,894 would come out of Blight.
Okay.
Yes, sir. We've already given them 50.
Yeah.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. 10, executive session. Need a motion to go into executive session and invite Corporation Counsel, Linda Fusco, Paul Testa, Brian Hall. I believe that's it.
Roger.
Oh, on Roger. Roger.
On
solar panels.
Yeah, on the solar.
Okay, so yes. And Roger for D. So it's A, 3 Frank Francis Street, sale of property. B, 105 Hawkins Street, sale of property. C, 196 Hawkins Street, sale of property. D, additional solar panels at the transfer station, strategy and negotiations. E, public works and water pollution control, union collective bargaining agreement, personnel and negotiations. F, appointment of city auditor, strategy and negotiations. And G, 1725 Crescent Street, pending litigation. Do I have a motion?
Oh. Before Mr. Mayor, if I can add as an additional basis for executive session, under 1-200 of the Connecticut General Statutes, as it pertains to documents protected by 1-210 of the Connecticut General Statutes, if the record may reflect that.
Thank you, sir. Do I have a motion to go into executive session?
So moved, Sarah.
By Sarah, is there a second?
Second, Ron, 744.
That's 744. Thank you, Ron.
Not here.
Yeah.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Motion carries. So, Roger, you'll come in when we call you for D. Paul, you'll come in for E. Or you could stay. You want Paul to say the whole thing? Or you want...
We can maybe take it out of order so we can get Mr. Testa out of here.
Okay, so we'll do E first then. How's that? All right, let's do E and then we'll do D because Roger has a long ride home too. So, all right.
Okay, so I'm going to pause the recording and then anybody who's not a member, I'm going to put into the waiting room and then we'll put you back into the waiting room when the executive session is over.
Let me know. All right. I'd like to have a motion to come out of the executive session at 8:31. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Made by Sarah. Is there a second? Second by Robin. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion. 11, regular session action from executive session. A, 3 Francis Street.
Make a motion to authorize the city through the mayor to approve the sale of 3 Francis Street for $57,000.
Made by George. Is there a second?
Second, Sarah.
Second, Sarah. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. B, 105 Hawkins Street.
There's no action on B.
C, 196 Hawkins Street.
Motion authorize the city through the mayor to approve the sale of 196 Hawkins Street for $142,000.
Made by George. Is there a second?
Second, Amy.
Second, Amy. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. D, additional solar panels at the transfer station.
Motion to refer to planning and zoning in 824 review for a lease of new solar energy at the landfill.
Motion made by George. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Ron. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. E, Public Works and Water Pollution Control Union Collective Bargaining Agreement.
Motion to approve the Public Works and Water Pollution Control Contract 7-1-25 to 6-30-2029.
Motion made by George. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Rob. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. F, appointment of city auditor.
Authorize the mayor to enter an agreement with Clement and Associates for auditing service based on a 7-10-2025 proposal effective July 1, 2025 to June 30, 2027.
Made by George. Is there a second?
Second, Sarah.
Second, Sarah. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Just to clarify, that's Claremont and Associates because I think George is...
What'd I say?
No, I don't know if you... I think it was just distorted, so I just wanted to make sure the
record. Claremont and Associates.
Sorry.
Good, good.
Thank you.
G17-25 Crescent Street.
No action.
All right. Number 12, Ron.
Motion to adjourn. 8:34.
All right. Made by Ron. Is there a second? Second by Rob. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Great meeting,
thanks,
guys.
Thanks, everyone. Have a good night.
Ron, have a good time.